Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
What an honor it is to have my mother, Shirlene Leverett, with us on Connected today. This Sunday is Mother's Day, and I thought no better way to celebrate for me than to share my mom with you. My mom has been a pastor's wife for many, many years. She's also a retired school teacher. She taught elementary school for many years. And not only that, but my mother is a Bible teacher. In fact, she preaches as well. What an example she has been to so many women and men, for that matter. She was my first mentor, and I am so thankful as we celebrate Mother's Day this weekend that I can share my mom with you today. I know you will enjoy as Tim and I talk with her.
Face to this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Oh, this is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you.
Sharon, it's a privilege today to have your mom back with us on
Yes.
Connected. And yesterday, she was talking about some of the things that went on during her life as far as the wisdom of God and the Lord's Holy Spirit mm-hmm. mentoring her so that she could mentor you. And as we were going off the air, I had the thoughts, if it wasn't for the Begats, we wouldn't be here. Because your mother, of course, you know, gave birth to you, mm-hmm. and she gave birth for ministry mm-hmm. to the nations.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yes. Praise God. what is the old saying? The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And one of the things I appreciated, now my grandmother, your mom, you know, she was frank, and she told me that God didn't raise you from the dead without a reason, and there's a call of God on your life, and if you don't use your talent for the Lord, he's going to take it away from you and give it to somebody else. Not only thing I could think of, well, I play the piano. I hope God doesn't take playing the piano from me. And then, of course, I see Elvis, and I think, well, Elvis didn't use it for God, and God had taken it away. So, but I learned that what she was saying was so true, though, and it wasn't the kind of gift that she was referring to. It was the grace upon your life to do the work of the
That's
ministry.
Right.
And God is going to look for a man. He's going to look for a woman to do it. But, you know, you and Dad, what I know of ministry, I didn't get out of a Bible college, even though I did take Bible college correspondently. That don't teach you how to minister. It doesn't teach you how to stand with character.
No.
And I have to go back to the foundational years of growing up. I don't know the story as well as you do, but I remember getting burnt.
Yes.
And you didn't call 911.
No.
You took me to the man of God.
That's right.
Maybe you
okay.
You can pick that up.
Yes. When you were about, I suppose you were about 9 months old.
Is that how
you
old
were,
I was?
Yeah, you were walking. Mm. You were just walking. You might have been a year, but you weren't very old, thinking of when we moved in the house that we were living in at that time. And when I turned my back to put a garment away that I had ironed, you had to find out about the iron. And so you... the iron happened to hit on your arm, and it was a bad burn, and so I just grabbed you up. Well, our pastor that we had was building the house that was just real very near our house, and
mm-hmm. The house actually you live in now.
Yeah, it's actually the house that we bought his place from him, and mm-hmm. we've lived there. Well, long time. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I grabbed up. He was building this house. Mm-hmm. And I carried you over there to him. And I said, Brother Biddle, I want you to pray for Sharon. She got burnt. And he took you and began to pray just softly as a father would. And God took care of it. Uh-huh. I didn't have to. I was afraid you being your dad's special one, you know, you're the only child. I was real concerned that he would be a little angry with me. But anyway, he wasn't. But God took care of it.
Amen. I'm surprised that I was that young, because I honestly can remember him wearing a white shirt.
Right.
And the shirt was rolled up midway between his elbows and his and his wrist. I can remember the smell of Old Spice on him.
Uh-huh.
I know because Dad wore that same.
Yes, yes, he still does.
And so I remember that, and I remember that so vividly. And that's probably the first time I felt a tangible touch of God in my life. And that is what it's about, raising our children.
Yes, and praying and believing God that He is going to direct the steps that you take in training and teaching, because it's not a Sunday thing. We need to go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's sitting down and turning things, and when you eat a meal and discussing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a lot of our literature for children, they have a leaflet that they take home to parents, that where parents can talk with them about the lesson and mm-hmm. about the theme, whether it is thankfulness or what have you, and to further the story. And we need that.
Yes,
children
we do.
Need that. But they need it also to see Mom and Daddy practice it.
They really do.
They do.
Yeah, you and Dad really gave me a drug problem. You know that, don't you?
What's that?
You drug me to church all the time. You drug me to church. And you drug me to music practice. You drug me to prayer meetings.
Yes.
And I can remember all the prayer meetings, and I can remember not wanting to sing in church. I didn't want to practice, and you and Dad would sing, and then you would bring me in to do the alto, and you tried to teach me how to sing soprano. I remember that, and because it was the work of God.
Right.
And I was singing in church probably when I was 7 or 8 years old.
Right.
Because God was everything that we did.
Yeah. I like what Shirlene said earlier, and that was that how you brought Sharon up, you taught her right. In Proverbs 22 in verse number 6 says, train a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from that. And that's what I like to look at now. It's because when you were sowing all of those times And as you were talking before we came on the air, Sharon had somewhat of a strong willed spirit when she was smaller. Uh-huh. And so you had to beat it out of her.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, on the beating out we talk about, you know, and when she was small, punishment was definitely a spanking or whatever. And today you don't have that as much. But you still have to discipline.
Uh-huh, you do.
If a child is not disciplined,
mm-hmm.
then they will not have enough of their own discipline, self-discipline.
Okay.
But that helps. But then it has to be in proportion, of course, to what
they do.
They need to be, what needs to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we may not spank or use in that type of correction.
But it's got to cost them something. They got to feel the pain of it.
That's right.
It's got to. And this is what I have explained to other parents when their child would do something that was. I said, within a person, you feel like that you have to make recompense for what you have done that's wrong.
Right. That's right.
That's within all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, I said, give them something, whatever it is that they have to do. Make sure they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will help clean their conscience.
Mm-hmm.
They not only will they ask the Lord to forgive them, but then they have their consciousness of the wrong is cleared with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you have to start young.
Yes.
When your kids get smart enough to outsmart you or think mm-hmm. they are, that's when, yeah. Okay. We have a time now, and we're going to linger here, but the tail has to quit wagging the dog.
Exactly.
And the headship in the home, the husband, the wife, the children, and it needs to be in proper order.
Definitely. Definitely.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Well, I tell you, Mom, Mother's Day is Sunday. Thank you. From my heart, for taking me to church and drugging me to church. Dragging me to church. Thank you for that.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We need to put that discipline in our children, that
That's
God
right.
is first. I remember the first time I heard about blind Bartimaeus was not Sunday school, but it was in the living room. I remember that. And I those things, I remember sermons, but I remember a lifestyle a whole lot more. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
When the road is winding through the darkness and the load is heavy as your heart is now, and you're full of doubt, when your prayers are crashing into silence and you're scared that everything you're crying now is gonna hit the ground. Every night is holding back a sunrise. Every star is shadow in a blue sky. I know it's hard when there's nothing that you can do. So let mercy hold you.
I am so thankful to have my mom here with us today on Connected, and I'm thankful for a godly mom. So many people deal with so many things in life because of an abusive parent or something that happened early on in their childhood, and I give God the glory that my mother served the Lord and loved God and was an example and a protection and a covering over me. And for that, I give God praise and thanksgiving. I want to pray for you today. God loves you. In fact, you say, well, if God loved me so much, why did he allow me to be born in such a lousy environment? Why couldn't I be blessed like you? Well, when our father and mother even forsake us, the Lord will lift us up. He will become all that we need, and he will place people in our lives, and he will restore. It may not be in the same way of what we had, but he will make it up to us. God loves you. You need to forgive those things of the past and release it to the Lord now in the name of Jesus. Come to him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, Father, right now, for that one carrying a heavy burden today, I thank you, Lord, the burden is light through you, Jesus. Lord, that they would cast all that care, all that anxiety, all that fear, all the problems, all the worries upon you today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, touch and heal a heart condition, heal someone that their blood pressure has been out of control, high, and it just seems not to be able to come down. I thank you, Father, right now for bringing healing to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're the glory and the lifter of our head, and I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for saving that one closest to eternity today, Lord, that's outside of the ark of safety. I pray they would commit their life to you in Jesus' name. There's a pastor suffering physically in your body, and God is touching you now. Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made well in Jesus' name. There's another pastor that's having some major problems with your child, and the enemy has told you that you're not fit to be in the ministry because of the home problems that is going on right now. And that's just an attack of Satan. And so in Jesus' name, Lord, the accuser of the brethren, you must be quiet in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that minister is going to stand and wear that mantle that you've placed upon him and her this day. Yeah, it's a husband and wife that are struggling with your calling because of all the attacks, even in your home. And Father, I pray for the salvation and deliverance of that child right now in Jesus' name. Salvation come to this household, I pray, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that help comes on the way. It's on the way now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I so appreciate you partners here at He's Alive Radio. Thank you for standing with us. However, we do need to look to some of you who love this ministry, who receive from it, and who want it to remain. I need to ask you, would you sow a seed today? Would you become a covenant partner and stand with us? Every month we give you a coaching CD, and we're getting feedback that people are saying what a blessing it is to them in their life. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that it's a blessing to you. This month's CD is on exercise. And if you are one of those people, like I am many times, that I just have a hard time getting motivated to do what I know to do, this CD is for you. Every time you feel like you can't exercise, you put that CD in and you will be motivated. Yeah, you will be. Or maybe you say, well, I have some physical problems. I can't. You put that CD in and you won't be saying, I can't. You say, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're going to send that back to you for our way of saying thank you so much for standing with us. I'll give you the address, and I want to pray also. Get a pen and paper ready, but I want to pray over your seed now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that your word is true. And when we give into the kingdom of God, you always bless. You always meet the need. In fact, our sowing shows you our heart. Our sowing reveals our character. Our sowing says that we love the things of God. And Lord, your word is so clear that those who give into your kingdom and for kingdom advancement will never lack. God, that you will see to it that they will always have to give. We have your word on it, Lord. It's in the scriptures, and we thank you for that promise. So, Father, for those who sow into the kingdom today, I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed and they will prosper and they will have a return because they can outgive you. Thank you, Father, for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's the address. Please, when you write out your check, send your offering to He's Alive Radio for a minimal gift of $15 or more. Ask for the coaching CD. Here's the address. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can give online at heesalive.net. Have a blessed Jesus-filled Mother's Day. I love you and the Lord. We'll be back Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at heesalive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.